happy spring cleaning in your business, I want you to add the SEO keywords and rename your images. This is a golden tip that I'm sneaking into this episode. So get out your pen, get out your paper, get out your notes app, whatever you have, and I'm going to give you an example of what you can write here. Welcome to the Book More Clients Photography Podcast. You can stop spending hours on Google and YouTube because you just found your number one resource for growing a profitable and sustainable photography business. Hi, I'm Brooke Jefferson. I'm a believer, wife, mama to two, and Oklahoma family photographer. I left the classroom in 2018 to pursue my photography career full-time. Now, I'm here to help you do the same. In this podcast, we're covering the most asked about topics, including pricing, marketing, client experience, and all things systems and workflows. You won't find any fluff or BS here, just tried and true strategy. Are you ready? Grab your kids some snacks and charge those camera batteries. It's time to jump in. Let's face it, we are strapped for time. From momming to photographing, there are not enough hours in the day. That's why I want to invite you to listen to an episode from the Called to Both podcast with my friend, Joy Michelle. In episode 82, Joy shares three ways you can scale your business income without adding any extra time. Can I get an amen? Called to Both is a weekly business podcast for ambitious women building both the business and the life they love. You can listen to the episode that I mentioned here by finding the link in the show notes. You guys, you have to listen to the Call to Both podcast with Joy. It is seriously the best. I love listening to her podcast when I'm walking the neighborhood, doing the laundry, washing the dishes, because like I said, we don't have enough time. So you can catch me multitasking. But when you listen to Joy's episodes, you are going to feel inspired and feel like you can do anything. So head on over to episode 82 on the Call to Both podcast. And again, you can find that link in the show notes. We are in the middle of spring. I hope it's beautiful weather where you are. There's something about spring that just puts me in a cleaning and decluttering mood. I've already done this in my home and in my studio and was inspired to create a spring cleaning edition episode for you. We are going to cover the four things to freshen up in your photography business this month. Are you ready? Let's dive in. All right. The first thing that I want you to freshen up in your photography business this month is I want you to update your investment and style guides to reflect spring and summer seasons. This is one of those things that we often put on the back burner because we will build out an investment guide or a style guide one time and we will continue to use it year after year after year. But what we need to be doing is we need to freshen it up. I recommend doing this twice a year. You could also make a spring summer edition on your investment guide or on your style guide and then make another one that covers fall and winter seasons. This is perfect because I don't know about you guys, but I do change the color palettes that I give my clients throughout the year. I tweak it just a little bit. So instead of going with like the fall bold colors, the traditional ones that you're thinking of, I will lighten those up for the springtime or throw in a few more fun colors. And so for me, the style guide that I give to my clients in the fall and winter, it really doesn't reflect what I want clients to be wearing in the spring and summer. So I really want to encourage you to sit down, update your investment guide, update your style guide to reflect the warmer months because you're not going to be wearing chunky sweaters or fall boots. You're going to be wearing, you know, sandals, high heels, things like that. So make sure that you guys are updating this. Now, if you are looking for a new template or you've never made one before, we have some amazing custom designed templates in the template shop. And you can find those at shopbrookjefferson.com. That'll take you to the Etsy shop where you can explore the different designs and templates and pick out the one that you love. This will help you be able to update this in under an hour and you can check this off your list. The second thing that I want you to work on is updating your workflows and your email templates for clients. Now, typically, this is something that I encourage you guys to do during your slow season, But I also think that it's really important to get in there in different seasons and just make sure that you like the words, the verbiage, the copy that you have, and that your workflow is working for you. So maybe you updated it or you implemented brand new workflows or email templates at the beginning of the year, but you found that they're not really working the way that you thought they were, or you need to tweak a few things. Now is the perfect time to hop in there, update it. Maybe you've added a new package or a new offer. Go create that new workflow, freshen that up, and get it to where you like it for the next 6 months. Number three, update your website with fresh images or you can also update your own branding photos. If you haven't had branding photos done in a while to freshen up your look or to freshen up your website, those things, here's your perfect opportunity to do that. Find another photographer in your area. You can either hire them, right out, find a branding photographer, or maybe you could swap headshots with another photographer. You guys go utilize our free Facebook group, the Book More Clients Photography podcast community group, and go check that out. Go find someone in there that is local to you or that you guys are within travel distance to each other, and go have a day and swap branding shoots. That's so fun and so vital. The other part of that is to go update your website with fresh images. And I'm going to add a bonus tip for those of you that maybe have had your website for a long time, or maybe you haven't updated your images in a while. I want you to also, before you upload new images to your website, I want you to add the SEO keywords and rename your images. This is a golden tip that I'm sneaking into this episode. So get out your pen, get out your paper, get out your notes app, whatever you have, and I'm going to give you an example of what you can write here. So when you're naming an image and you want to add SEO key terms, okay, you want to think about the location that you're trying to either rank for, be found for, whatever, okay? So you're thinking location, your niche, so the type of photography that you're doing, and then you want to describe the image. You want to use words that maybe your other clients or your ideal clients are using. So for example, let's say you're a Dallas lifestyle in-home newborn photographer, okay? You're going to take a photo that you've taken at a session, at a lifestyle newborn session. You're going to take one image and you're going to download it from the gallery, and then you're going to rename it on your computer. And so here's what we're going to rename it to. So it could be something like Dallas dash, has to be the horizontal line dash. It can't be spaces. It can't be any other character. And it can't be one long run-on word sentence. Okay. You have to put these dashes. So it would say like Dallas dash in dash home dash lifestyle dash newborn dash photographer. I think that made sense. Basically, Dallas in-home lifestyle newborn photographer. So that is how you would name one of those images. You could also name it something like, maybe it is newborn dash pictures dash at dash home dash in dash Dallas dash Texas. Okay. Put all that together. I know that was hard for me to do on the spot, but that is how you're supposed to be naming your images. So take a look at that and go update and freshen your website, your SEO, all the fun things. And the final one, if you are someone that has a client closet or a studio or newborn props or something like that, this is your perfect opportunity. Just like you would go spring clean your house. Just like you would do that, I want you to go declutter your client closet. Go look through it. Are you happy with every single item? Do you need to update photos of your client closet? That's actually something I'm working on, as I realized I bought a bunch of new stuff and it hasn't been photographed. And so when clients are trying to figure out what they want to wear, I didn't have accurate pictures for it. So this is a great time to also go utilize your props and your client closet and your studio. I have to say, after a newborn session at my studio a couple months ago, I think maybe not even that long ago, that was the best declutter reorganization I've ever done. At first, I was in over my head because I had pulled everything out of the closets and the storage and literally everything, you guys. And I went through it all. And then when I put it all back, I'm like, this was even better than what it was before. And I also made a little bit of money because I was able to sell some of that stuff. So here's your encouragement. If you haven't done it, Let's spring clean photography business edition. Real quick recap here. Number one, update your investment and style guides. Two, update your workflows and email templates. Three, update your website with fresh images or branding images. And four, go clean out your studio, client closet, or photography props. All right, you guys, that's it. Happy spring cleaning in your business. As you guys are doing these things, please show me, tag me on Instagram stories. I love making the connection of who is listening to me, because people will send me, you know, messages or pictures of like, hey, you went on our family trip, or hey, I'm on the airplane and I listen to your podcast. I love that so much. So please show me where you're listening when you're working on these things. Seriously, it lights me up. All right, you guys, that's it for this one. I'll catch you on the next one.